Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Palmer's Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here.
The day this podcast goes out is Ash Wednesday, and therefore we're going to talk about Ash Wednesday today. Why is it called Ash Wednesday? What does it have to do with ashes? Where does the name come from? And find out more about how people celebrate this day and what it means. Enjoy today's episode and thanks for listening. Ash Wednesday, in German Aschermittwoch, is the day that marks the beginning of Lent in the Christian calendar. In Cologne, and also other regions in the world that celebrate Carnival, it is also the end of the Carnival season. But what does this day have to do with ashes? Where does the name come from, and what are customary traditions to observe this day around the world? Am Aschermittwoch ist alles vorbei. It all comes to an end on Ash Wednesday, sang legendary Cologne Carnival crooner Schmitze Jupp, or Josef Schmitz, since the 1950s. This song is so well known that its famous line has become a dictum and apparently is even inscribed on Josef's headstone. Encyclopaedia Britannica tells us that Ash Wednesday, which occurs 6.5 weeks before Easter, between the 4th of February and the 11th of March, depending on the date of Easter, is a solemn reminder of human mortality and the need for reconciliation with God. It further says there that the tradition of a cross of ashes being drawn on people's foreheads in the Catholic Church comes from the early Christian practice in Rome of sprinkling penitents, Büßer, that is, people who had been imposed a public penance, eine Kirchenbuße, with the ashes of palms burnt on Palm Sunday the previous year. The Church of England, at 14% the as yet slightly predominant faith in the UK, also practices ash crosses on people's foreheads. According to its website, Ash Wednesday services set the tone for Lent with somber readings and hymns and a focus on penitence and, in brackets, saying sorry for and turning away from sin. Traditions on Ash Wednesday are similar around the world as they all relate to the Christian religion. They include fasting, that is, eating only one meal which excludes meat, celebrating Mass, being mindful of what the Church considers sinful behaviour, and repenting. While, as an atheist myself, I'm not buying into this whole authoritarian punishment stuff, I must say that the odd time of reflection and mindfulness does seem like a good idea. If you feel like delving deeper into the realm of the seven deadly sins, I'm happy to recommend, once again, Stephen Fry's eponymous podcast. I, for one, think that the mündige Bürger can be trusted to decide fully independently when her personal best time for contemplation is, and prefer for public displays such as this blog and podcast to spread a more joyous spirit. On that note, here are three fun facts about ashes. 1. In the political arena in Germany, Ash Wednesday is a special day of fueled debates, referred to as der politische Aschermittwoch. 2. The Ashes is the name of a famous trophy in cricket. Yes, that sport that no one outside of the Commonwealth understands. And yes, times they are agendering, and therefore there is, of course, also the women's ashes. 3. One of my favourite English language books is the Irish novel Angela's Ashes, German title Die Asche meiner Mutter, by Frank McCourt. What comes to an end is, in this case, today's podcast episode. Do you guys have any fun austerities lined up for Lent? Feel free to write about these or any other ash-related treats in the comments section below the blog article called The Ashes on www.palmersbuddha.com. The Palmer's Buddha says, Thank God I'm an atheist.
That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommasbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.